Bird? Mrs. Ross, all blonde hair and wide, kohl-rimmed eyes, beckons from inside the probation office. Hi, hon, come on in. She holds the door open and strides ahead of me, winding her way through a maze of pale brown cubicles. It's impossible not to stare at her legs. Encased in a pair of mustard yellow tights and spiky black pumps, they demand to be noticed, dare you to look away. Even without heels, Mrs. Ross has got to be at least 5'10", most of it from the waist down. Her black skirt, white silk blouse, and matching black jacket lend an air of confidence, decorum, and smarts, all at the same time. Things I will never have, at least not in this lifetime. So how are things? The question is tossed over her shoulder, both a propriety and an afterthought. Everything all right? Yeah. I trot a little to keep up with her. Things are fine. She indicates the empty seat next to her desk with an outstretched palm and then settles into her own chair. A cloud of something sweet drifts out from under her, a blend of ivory soap and roses, and maybe a little bit of cinnamon, too. When she crosses her legs, she has to move them to one side, since they don't fit under her desk, hooking one ankle around the other. The wheels on her chair make a small screeching sound, like the brakes in my car. Okay, now. She taps her keyboard, glances at the computer screen. Let me just get you caught up here, and then we can talk. I sit back as her fingers fly over the keys and glance at the familiar items lined up along her desk. The black and silver placard that spells out Allison Ross, probation officer, in neat, shiny letters. A blue coffee cup with the message, 40 is the new 20. A varied assortment of red and black ballpoint pens, neatly rubber-banded and stashed inside a narrow black container. Next to it is a withered plant inside a terracotta pot, the only indication of Mrs. Ross's fallibility. The purple flowers are wrinkled and dry as old saran wrap, the leaves almost brown. Along the corkboard walls of her cubicle are thumbtacked photographs, mostly of the same two kids, blonde, gap-toothed, their arms flung around Mrs. Ross, a snowman, each other. There is one of the three of them in a pool, with just their heads peeking out of the water. Mrs. Ross is shielding her eyes against the glare of the sun. Drops of water bead her forearms. Even with her hair slicked back and no makeup, she is beautiful. Next to the photographs, encased in a plastic frame with faux wood edging, is a college diploma announcing her bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Wheaton University. I've never heard of Wheaton University, but then I haven't heard of a lot of colleges. I was never one of those people who planned on going to college, especially since I barely even made it through high school. Whenever I come here, though, I find myself thinking about it, wondering what kind of school I would have been interested in if I had ever taken the time to look at any, if I would have actually studied something or just screwed around the way I did during my last 2 years of high school. There was a time when I toyed with the idea of becoming a nurse, especially right after Dad died. Something about all those life-hinging moments interspersed between the ordinary hum of daily activity. What other kind of work granted such a thing? I was good at biology, too, one of the few subjects that ever held my interest in school. And even when I was younger, things like blood and innards had never freaked me out. Of course, you needed good grades to get into nursing school. Good grades and money, too, neither of which I had. And so life took a different turn, veered around another bend, which is part of the reason I'm sitting here right now. Holy cow, Mrs. Ross says suddenly, squinting at the screen. Do you really only have 2 more weeks left, Bird? 13 days, actually. She taps a few more buttons on the computer, narrows a neatly edged brow. Wowzer! Now, where did that time go? Oh, you know, I stick a piece of hair behind my ear. Time flies when you're having fun.